show. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God! Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shane, we got Jay Moore, we got you. On a three-hour ride on this Monday morning with open phone lines for you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. That's our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Brought to you by Woodward Reserve. And Cap, let me tell you something. I think, if I've said this to you before, stop me, but I think that Mindy Kaplan is providing what I would consider in this country an abuse of power. That's what we call it. Abuse of power. All you do is work hard every day, bringing the money home, supplying a wonderful home for you and Mindy, and she just abuses you. And I think I've had enough of it. The idea that every weekend you just can't just chill out. You just can't just watch the games. No, Cap, you just can't do that. She's always got you doing something. Why can't you just have your weekend in Wisconsin? You drive up. What do you want to do? You want to set up everything, right, for the spring and summer and just relax. But Mindy Kaplan, no. Abuse of power in the relationship. You being abused every weekend. It's enough that you got to deal with me all week, right? Now you just want to sit back and just want to relax, you know, have a little Tito's, put your feet up, watch the sports, gamble a little bit, and that's it. Nope. Not Mindy Kaplan. Nope. She's got the whip out, and she's always trying to make you do stuff. There's just no off day for you. No days off, Kaplan. That's your new name.
There were no days off, and she cracked the whip this weekend.
You're working harder than you did at NBC Sports Chicago. I'm just telling you.
Way harder.
And but you're off of the television to be able to relax, but you can't relax. I watched your Instagram. I think it's unfortunate that the man of the home can't just chill out. I think that's a problem, and I think that it needs to be addressed right now.
So,
don't like it.
Went up to Wisconsin, and she immediately had a list of these things have to be done before dinner Friday night.
But why a list, though? Why?
She's that person. She's very organized.
Okay, that's fine. Well, then she could do some of the organizing. That's what I would say. Come, she doesn't. You have a list for her? No.
Well, because she's a beast. She keeps grinding. She's working.
All right.
So I got whatever I had to get done on Friday, knowing the hammer was going to drop Saturday and Sunday.
Hammer.
So Saturday in the morning, I need you to, before we leave Sunday afternoon, you have to build a futon. I don't really build things well. That's just not my specialty.
But why do you have to build a futon? Why? Why? I can't come. It can't be a couples thing.
No shot.
Why not?
I'm not getting in those type of close quarters with her, having her think she knows everything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, not happening. Not a chance that's going to happen.
So yes, so you guys would be terrible together, like an Amazing Race, working together to try to get to a common place, a common goal.
Yes,
that wouldn't work, huh?
Yes, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, right. First of all, I'm watching baseball all weekend.
Yeah. Well, trying to. Yeah.
Cubs suck. I'm so mad at them. Jameson Taillon, $68 million. Literally couldn't pitch in my adult men's league. Awful. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
So that game's over before it even started.
Yeah. That's the Saturday game.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
They win Friday. Nico's back. Oh, he had a hell of a day. Mm-hmm. Three hits, four RBIs. Here we go. get destroyed on Saturday. All right, I'll clean the garage. Got the game on in the garage. I have it on my iPad.
Jameson Taillon having problems for the Chicago Cubs on the Cubs Radio Network.
So,
here's Zach.
I'm watching that game and I'm watching the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And the White Sox, God bless them, got their first series sweep. It's Kansas City, pump the brakes. Let's see how they do when they go to Cleveland tonight.
No, that's not a gimme.
No.
Wait, hold on a second. Don't give me that. It's just Kansas City. Same Kansas City whooped our ass.
In case.
As I said on one of your recaps, if you can't look down and cast aspersions on Kansas City when you can't beat Kansas City and Kauffman. So it was nice. I was very happy lately with how the White Sox have been playing, but don't count them out because Kansas City played the Sox very well in the last series.
Outstanding weekend. They get the sweep.
But back to the futon here.
So I'm in the garage. I mean, I'm sweeping and I'm vacuuming when those shop vacs.
Yeah.
And, of course, I get everything the way I think it should be.
Sure.
Here she comes.
Oh, God.
All of this has to get moved. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't like the setup over here that you've got.
The setup?
Yeah.
What does that mean, the setup?
I had a whole bunch of stuff that I organized. She didn't like the way I had it set up.
Well, what'd you say?
I said, why don't you do it then?
Uh-oh. All right.
Would you like to do all this, 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 and this? You know, because she's better than everybody.
Oh, just ask her.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, where do you want it? An hour and a half later, she comes out. All right, that's acceptable. Acceptable. Not like...
Oh, man. Acceptable?
Then she said, you know the futon box, the real heavy box we carried down?
Yeah.
That has to be built before we left because we've got family coming up there Saturday, Friday. Uh-huh. I go down there. First of all, who writes these directions? A maniac. A maniac.
Mm-hmm.
HJ74, there's three of those, goes with BX17. There's two of those. But none of them have a tag on them to say what they are.
That's the worst.
The worst. Yeah. And then this plastic, like a Ziploc bag, filled with screws and dowels and this and that. On top of it, I don't own a toolkit.
Mm. Does she?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I figure Mindy does, yes.
Fun. I don't have a Phillips head screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, hun, I bought a toolkit. We have a whole toolbox. Go up there. First of all, apparently I had taken out a couple of screwdrivers and then threw them in the junk drawer so they weren't where they were supposed to be. It had to have been me.
Uh-huh.
Because heaven forbid she'd never do anything like that. Dump the drawer out, find it. There you go. Now they give you a link. Click this video and you can build it along with Bob.
Yes.
From the company.
Sure. Bob the Builder.
Bob the Builder.
Uh-huh.
Bob the Builder's going so fast, like Top Gun Maverick, I have no idea how to follow him, so I got to keep rewinding.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hold on a second. So now I get all these pieces put together. Not the whole thing, just the pieces.
Uh-huh.
Like this rail and this. And it says, oh, by the way, make sure that the sticker that said back or seat is on the bottom. Of course, I had it on the top.
Yes.
So now I've got to go get a hammer and gently tap everything till it all comes apart. Start over.
Yes.
A little over 3 hours later,
it
was magnificent.
I did
a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to my wife, how about this futon? She came up, wow, that looks amazing. Help me move this, put this here, blah, blah, blah. I said, hun.
Oh, God.
I got a great idea. What? Let's break in the food. What? We have a list of things to do. I said, I'm going to be the first one that's getting lucky on that futon.
Oh, God.
Did I not tell you that, Shay?
Okay.
All right.
I don't think, was that offsides?
That was the first thing he said to me. He walked in this morning, Hoodie, and he said, none of my kids are getting lucky on that before I do.
My kids are married.
Come on.
My kids are married.
That's the first thing you said to me this morning.
And were you successful in your endeavor?
100%.
Okay.
I don't know. When did you have time to do that in between filming yourself building a futon and sending it to every group chat in your phone?
Oh, my God.
What's worse, Hoodie, building the futon and the directions that he got, or patting himself on the back about it on Instagram, in our group chat, in a group chat with Danny? God knows where else.
I think telling everyone that he got his revenge by breaking the futon in. And pretty much that was revenge sex for making you do all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It was unreal. I mean, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
What a weekend.
There you go, working on a futon. If you pardon the expression. Yeah.
So
what happened after that? After a minute and a half of that, so when did you have time?
Kept me happy.
How about her? Anything?
I'm not sure.
We had to stop our chores for this, David?
I think that should have been all for you. Then that'll be all for Kaplan. He put in 5 1/3. New pitcher coming in following these messages. I think that should have been it for your day, right?
Oh,
but was there more after that?
5 1/3's generous. Cap came in, hard-throwing reliever, got one out to close the inning, and that was it. 3 pitches.
Cut that meat!
The amazing thing is, who writes these directions? Like, I know there are people out there right now going, I'm with you.
Yeah.
The directions say one thing. Bob the Builder on the video says an entirely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got different names for the parts than the sheet that they two sheets that they give you.
Yes.
Like, it's a joke. It's really embarrassingly ridiculous.
Well, you know,
you buy from Wayfair because it's inexpensive.
Yes. Cheaper.
I said it's cheap. My wife's like, no, it is not cheap. It's inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to build it.
Uh-huh. But at least you know that you got the job done because it was sturdy enough for you and Mindy. Sturdy enough, so it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. But I guess my point is that she's making you do too much. That's my whole thing.
She works me hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long?
Not that.
Oh, beg your pardon.
Weather was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't know because I was in the basement.
I was going to say, two beautiful days and there you are working. My God, Cap's furniture. Not made by the Amish, just made by Cap.
Correct.
I don't think it's right that you have 2 days off and you got to be working almost the entire time.
The whole time.
And you're pretty much setting up for the summer.
I said, hey, Hunt, Denver and the Lakers, Saturday night, 7:30. I want to watch that game. Then you better get your chores done.
You're not a child.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Like, I'm a child.
Come on now. Come on. I just want to know what she's doing at the same time.
You have no idea how hard that woman works.
Now, I understand that, but what about... No, I do know. But still, doesn't mean she got to work you. I know she's up there typing away something of her Lou Malnati's.
She's out there planting.
Okay, that's fine.
Carrying mulch, bags of mulch.
All right, that's fine. But what about you, though? You're working, too. You got to watch these games for our shows for Monday.
I told her that. I said, hon, I need to see these games. She said, you have an iPad. Put it on in the garage.
That's not right.
Didn't get to see the Preakness. Gave you all the winner.
Yeah, that's fine. That's 2 minutes. But what about the rest of it?
Missed all the other races.
That's the whole thing.
Only bet the Preakness.
Yeah, it's 2 minutes of racing. Now, what about the rest? Listen to the game on the radio? Oh, God. I mean, that's unfortunate that you cannot watch it.
Drank some rum, some good rum.
Well, you had to after all that work you had to do.
Then passed out on the couch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, I don't know. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap's asking the question, and we're asking the question about these instructions that you get. How complicated are they?
they think that you're supposed to automatically know how to be able to put this stuff together by just L4, L2, like Legos.
Yeah.
But poor instructions. So, still to come, which Chicago team needs to have more of a sense of urgency? We'll explain that coming up next. And your phone calls, 312-332-3776. Cap built a futon on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and J-Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and J-Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We hope that you had a great weekend and a great Monday, the start of your week. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We've got an incredible animal story still to come at 7:50. Cap is still recovering from the weekend. Poor bastard out there trying to get his home together. Just can't just sit and just relax in his home. Always building things, always having things that he's not equipped to do. He'd usually pay people to do, and now he's got to do it on his own. That is one way to save money, by the way. Can't get apt up there to Wisconsin to help you, huh? Because right. Usually in that spot, you're just like, okay, I'd rather have someone else do it because it'll be more efficient. But you having to slave in a basement on a 75-degree weekend.
Gorgeous out.
But how would you know?
We just called my wife in here. Yeah. And she goes, oh, yeah, what was I doing? Sitting at the table eating bonbons? Did she not say that?
Yeah. And she was. She enjoyed her bonbons. I said,
sort of.
Oh, there you go. So we're just helping Cap get along because, again, a very difficult weekend for my partner. You know, again, we're out getting some sun, driving around. Not Cap. Nope. Slaving away. Oh, God. Oh, God. In a basement. But that's life, isn't it?
That's it.
So we're getting your thoughts on how difficult it is to be able to put stuff up. Before we go into our next discussion, we go to the ESPN Chicago app. Lakeland, Florida, here's John on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Cap, Woody, I love you guys a bunch.
Appreciate
listen to
you
every morning.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Cap, you got it. You got that W flag from Wrigley, right?
Yeah.
Raise the W? Well, you got to raise that because that means whipped.
No. It's called Fly the W.
Hey, Hoodie, I got a question for you, buddy.
Yes.
I got to come in next weekend. I'm coming next weekend for a wedding back to Chicago.
Yeah.
Is it worth me to go to see the White Sox or not? It's actually they're playing the Angels. Probably Ohtani and Trout. Do I invest my money in them or no?
I would. And I think it's not just – it's for the White Sox and the experience because it is a great experience at guaranteed rate, but also it's the opposition to see Ohtani live. It's amazing how many Angels fans or those that wear Angels uniforms see Ohtani. Same thing with Trout. So I think it's worth it just for that mix.
All right, I agree. I appreciate that. Hey, Hoodie, I still love you, buddy, but raise the W, okay?
Okay, there's no question. I understand. For whipped.
Wow.
All right, John, we appreciate the cell
Thanks,
phone call.
Thanks, John.
You know, the one thing that you and I want as fans is for all the teams across the sports landscape in our city to be able to have a sense of urgency, Cap, mm-hmm. to be able to win. You and I have gone round and round about how we as a show, we as a station would prefer for our teams to win. No matter what the average listener thinks, they think that, boy, if the team's down, we can whip on them, and that's good radio, or that's great audio, and great YouTube.
This gets so old.
And actually, after a while, I mean, yeah, we can get it to a certain level where you're like, man, we're so disappointed in the teams, and it raises our ire, raises our blood pressure. But actually, the station is more successful. I know you and I are more successful.
Yep.
We know that overall, the city is happier when our teams win. And
Correct.
That's few and far in between. So we actually are rooting for our teams to win because it helps everybody, especially me and Cap's pockets. But I think that when we look at the landscape now with the Bears, we know what's happening with the Chicago Bears, where Ryan Poles has said to us, to Black and Abdallah, to anyone who will listen, that they want to build this thing the right way. And I know that there is a need for help on defense. Quinnen Williams is a name that's out there. And when I think of Quinnen Williams with the Jets, I think if the Jets feel like they're close, then Williams will not be expendable.
Yeah, they're not true. I'd be shocked if they trade. And they would ask you for at least two number ones. I'm not doing that.
Two plus two is still four, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I hear Quinnen Williams
possibility going someplace else before the season, it doesn't compute to me. Because to me, if you're the Jets, okay, you're going through a contract dispute, but I need as many good players as possible in this very short window where Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback for the Jets. If you think that you can, you know, move up and be a better team, you want as many quality players as possible.
Agreed.
The Blackhawks possibly going into free agency to be able to add on. We know that I love the transparency of Davidson, the general manager. We're rebuilding. Grasp my pearls. You said rebuild? Something that Kenny Williams refused to say when he was in his position.
Correct.
Because you say rebuild, no one will come out.
Ryan Poles wouldn't say it.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, he came close, right? Came close.
We're remodeling some of the rooms.
But with a wink and a nod, we knew, like, okay, we know what you're saying here.
Correct.
Yeah, but it's funny how organizations don't want to say the word rebuild because it's like, well, if you're rebuilding, I'm not coming out. Well, maybe actually fans would be interested. Oh, you're rebuilding. Oh, you're doing something. You're reimagining the organization. Well, let's see what it looks like. We'll come out and take a look, right? We're not ready to win yet, but I'm going to watch. And so with the Hawks, they might be going into free agency. Not necessarily a sense of urgency, but that's interesting, trying to get some veterans on the club. How about this story that Shea was telling us about Lucas Giolito? Heard anything about Lucas Giolito being moved by the deadline?
That school of thought is out there because he's throwing the ball well. He should bring you back a decent return, and he's a free agent at the end of the year. He turned down last year $50 million for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a fair offer. He was coming off an all-star appearance. He's maybe not top of the rotation. He's a solid 2-3. So the Sox are trying to steal him at that number, and he went, no, not doing it. So I would be surprised if he's here August 1st, unless they climb into the race all of a sudden. I'm just not sure they're capable of that.
Would you want him on the Cubs?
Would I want Lucas G? Yeah. I'm not trading for him. My dead-ass team stinks right now. Why would I do that? And I love the Cubs. Why would I give up significant assets for a guy who can walk at the end of the year if he's not going to help me win this year?
The old trade and sign, that possibility? Here's what I think. If the Cubs get hot this year, you may not need Lucas Giolito for the stretch. This is not your Sutcliffe at 84. Giolito, no.
Correct.
He's not that guy.
He's a nice pitcher.
If you're good, you're going to need an extra bat or two. Because that means if the Cubs are hot, your starting pitching is come together. And you'll say, I need some bullpen help and you need a bat. That's usually the way you go, right, Cap?
Correct.
Usually.
Correct.
Unless you feel like, oh, you know what? We could bolster that starting rotation. You just plug him in and Giolito can battle. But Shea heard like Giolito to the Cubs as a rumor.
It was on one of those Sports Illustrated sites.
Yeah, on SI.com.
It was just things that I saw this week. Like, Quinnen Williams was listed on a CBS Sports article. The Bears are one of the top four likeliest destinations. I saw the Blackhawks could be in the market for Vladimir Tarasenko. I saw stuff about the Bulls either trading into the draft or bringing in somebody like Jaylen Brown. And then I see this with the White Sox maybe shopping Giolito. Could the Cubs be interested if things turn around this summer?
Like, this season aside, mm-hmm. Who was more highly regarded, Jameson Taillon or Lucas Giolito?
Taillon to the Cubs was interesting because that was because of the money spent for me.
$68 million.
Yeah, that was interesting because that was part of a free agency bounce back for the Cubs when they spent over $300 million. And I was like, oh, because when I saw that signing, they're going for it here. Like, so, they're not waiting for Hendricks to get healthy. Here we go.
So Lucas Giolito career 56-50 with a .428 earned run average. Jameson Taillon 51-38 with a .398.
Well, yeah,
his numbers are better.
Giolito this offseason was not of interest to me as much as some of the other Sox players because of the yo-yo situation with his weight.
Correct. Yeah, he was .280 last year. Now he's .245.
Still don't believe that.
But he's throwing better.
Yeah.
Lance Lynn, throwing better.
Mm-hmm.
So could those guys get moved if the Sox don't get into the race?
That's a good question. And so on the Bulls side of things, that's another question because when they're talking to Miller, the kid from Alabama, it was a head scratcher. I'm like, you're not in the draft. You're going to get in the first round?
Well, you'd have to get in the top four, probably get Brandon Miller.
But it confused me.
And then you got the off-the-court stuff that he was involved in that tragedy at Alabama.
But it confused me, Cap. Because I'm like, oh, Sox are in the mix? I mean, rather, the Bulls are in the mix? Like, so who are you trading in that situation? Who's expendable?
Zach.
Well, it's a good question, isn't it?
I'd like to go get the kid from Boston.
Jaylen Brown?
Yes.
Jaylen Brown, yeah. So that's why I saw Bulls trying to get into the top four of the draft. Like, what assets are you trying to trade? And if you bring a kid in and get the veteran out, don't you lose points per game? Don't you lose experience? Like, I just thought that was interesting because I didn't think the Bulls would be talking to anyone that would be in a top four, top five in the draft. Miller will be a top five draft pick, despite what happened in Alabama with the gun.
He is.
He'll be a top five pick. He's that good.
He's outstanding talent.
So as we lay this out for you with the Bears and the Hawks and the Cubs and the Bulls, Cap and I want to know this from you. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Which Chicago team needs to have more of a sense of urgency, the most urgency? We mentioned Quentin Williams and the Bears. We talked about Hawks going into free agency, the Bulls and the Cubs. Which Chicago team really needs to have the most urgency in your view? Let's get your calls in on that coming up next on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and J-Hood.
We're asking you which Chicago team needs to have the most urgency. We'll take your phone calls next. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Chicago. This hour of Cap and J-Hood is brought to you by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. The White Sox completed their first series sweep of the season over the Royals as they went 5-2 yesterday. Kopech, Giolito, Lynn all recorded quality starts. Game 3 was outstanding for the White Sox as the bullpen allowed 0 runs in the series. Three-game series with Cleveland starts tonight. 4:30 pregame right here on the home of the White Sox ESPN 1000. Mike Clevinger was sent to the injured list with a right wrist inflammation. He was scheduled to start tonight. The Cubs dropped 2 out of 3 against the Phillies over the weekend. They dropped to 20-26 on the season. They've lost 14 of the last 20 games. Start a series with the Mets starting tomorrow night. The Lakers and Celtics both are on the brink. The Celtics trail 3-0 after a 26-point loss in Miami. Lakers and Nuggets, game 4 tonight. Nuggets have a 3-0 lead in that series. This is Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and J-Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and J-Hood, weekday morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000. Also on YouTube, youtube.com. Look for the ESPN 1000 Chicago page, the channel. Hit that subscribe button. That way you never miss an interview or one of our shows on YouTube. And again, look for the ESPN 1000 Chicago channel. Thanks for being with us today. Don't forget the ESPN Chicago app, in which you can find the Chicago Bears podcast with Pat the Designer and many others. I was a guest on the Chicago Bears podcast. Black and Abdallah been on there as well. Check it out. The Chicago Bears podcast available now on the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap, we've asked the question, which Chicago team needs to have the most urgency? And I am going to pick the Chicago Bulls because we cannot decipher really the difference between guard packs and what we see now with the Chicago Bulls team. I mean, Zach LaVine is a terrific player. We know that DeRozan is a very solid number two for this team. They're interchangeable, actually, when you think about it. I mean, DeRozan really holds the team together because he's so good with the mid-range. But I think that the Bulls need to be able to figure themselves out. Just trying to get in the play-in is not good enough. And that they have put themselves in some basketball hell. Where have you heard that before? The guard packs here. So out of these teams, I'm picking the Bulls to be able to have more of a sense of urgency.
Yeah, I'm with you on that because the Bears, there is, I don't think Quentin Williams is getting moved. There isn't one guy that you go, boy, if we got that guy, we're there. Mm-hmm. I mean, Patrick Mahomes wants to drop in, have at it.
Awesome.
But in a realistic way, they're a year away from going, well, we got our young guys some experience. We had another free agency period. We had another draft class. Now let's go. The Cubs, They are got good players in their minor league system. They've got some good players up here. They're just not a very good team. There is no move they can make to take the next step. They just got to play better. White Sox, same deal. I just don't think they're good enough. The Blackhawks, as you said, by their words, we're rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls, they're in hell, man. They've got DeRozan's got to get extended this summer or traded. Zach has already got his big money. Vooch, he's a free agent. If the deal's fair, you'll re-sign him because you got to have a competent big man inside. You got no perimeter shooting. Your point guard is out already for all of next year, so he won't have played for 2.5 years. So basically, forget him. If he ever shows up, great. Mm-hmm. So you got to get a point guard, you need two shooters, and you don't have any draft picks. You're in a bad spot.
No question. And I think that if you're the Bulls, looking at it from this standpoint, look at the Miami Heat and how much they struggled in the regular season. The Heat were no better than the Bulls and vice versa. They weren't. The Heat were not a good basketball team, Cap. You might have everyone can appreciate the Heat culture and Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra being one of the best, if not the best coach in the NBA, but that dog would not hunt a lot. This is why they're in the play-in with the Bulls. And all of a sudden, since that time against the Bulls, that one play-in game, I mean, the light has come on for the Heat.
Were leading in the fourth quarter.
No question. That could have been the Bulls in the playoffs.
But if the Bulls were in the playoffs, they would not be where the Heat is today.
No, that team could not get hot like the Heat. What we've been waiting for with Miami is to be able to hit shots.
You know, they were 27th in three-point percentage this year, Miami.
Yeah.
And in the playoffs, they are lights out.
It took a season for them to get hot offensively. What does that say, right? You just stick with it. Duncan Robinson and Strus and Hero when he was healthy, just keep shooting the basketball.
Right. One of their best players isn't even playing.
The Bulls and the Heat were kind of in the same spot, Cap. They were. And now look at the Heat on the precipice of going to the finals. It's just amazing. So if you're Carter Chauvis and Eversley this morning, you're just like, wait a minute. This team wasn't any better than us, and look at them. Well, because they have a culture that you can see. They have a system that you can see. 3 or 4 passes, side to side, hit the open man. Get back defensively. Bam Adebayo, terrific ball player. Jimmy Butler would rather not score 35 points a game, but it also showed you something else. Butler and Adebayo didn't score the ball a lot, and they still were able to blow out the Celtics.
They annihilated him. Flat out annihilated them. Holy cow. I even had to call Shea. Make sure he was alive.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. McHenry and Phil's on ESPN 1000. We talk about the Chicago team that needs to have the most urgency. All right, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Phil?
How you doing, Cap? Good to listen to you guys. You're great in the morning. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you.
I just want to say, in all honesty, the Bears probably have the largest of fan bases in the city, I would think. And I think with what they've done, and in football, things can change so dramatically pretty quickly, am I right? I mean, I know they don't have the best talent in the world. We don't know what they really have, but I would think that this next year, I think they probably have they're the one team that I think fans around the city would like to see and could possibly do something. The Cubs, just like you said, Cap, they're a big question mark, a bunch of good talent, and they just need to play better. That's pretty much all I wanted to say about that. So
you're gonna vote for the Bears with the most urgency?
Absolutely.
Have a great day, Phil.
Yeah, I mean,
appreciate you, man.
I mean, look, urgency. That would have been the case, I think, in the previous regime. Man, we're just not playing well. We need to give a quick fix. Let's throw money at the situation, spend money, and be able to get into the playoffs. Okay, so after that, what happens? Oh, injuries or ineptitude or both. This is why Poles wants to be able to build this the right way.
Correct.
When he says, all right, 3 wins, 8 wins, 9 wins, whatever it takes. But I think ultimately what you want, Shea, is to once you get there in the playoffs, you want to stay there.
But even polls now will tell you this is a team that he thinks can contend for the division this season. He said as much in an Athletic interview over the weekend. I think that polls will say this is a team he thinks can compete this season. And then in terms of urgency, this is a clock that is ticking. I think that when you look at Justin Fields and the fact that the option year comes up the year after next, and you have to start thinking about giving Fields an extension if he ends up being concretely the guy you're going to move forward with, you got to start figuring out if you've got a team you can win with before that time comes. You don't want to be just getting to the apex of your build, yeah, and you now have to hand Justin Fields what could be $350 million.
Yeah, and I think that that's the number one thing is this upcoming season, you need to find out how much growth that you got at the quarterback position. Got to figure out, like, with Justin, like, all right, Justin, we try to fix this offensive line for you, give him a couple of weapons. Now, what are you going to do about it? Because if you're still running around and you're not sure and you're pulling the ball down, it's like, okay, all right, that's not growth. You expect him to be able to hang in the pocket and be able to make others better, and vice versa.
Did you just say $350 million?
I mean, Cap, look at the rate that extensions have gone up the past couple of years. We saw Jalen Hurts be the highest paid player in NFL history at, what, $250? And that lasted a week? This by the time we get 2 years down the road, we're going to look at an extension for Fields. It may be in the range of $300-$350 million.
God. You better know that guy's the right guy.
But
because
that's why
once you sign it.
That's why I feel like the Bears should have the biggest sense of urgency, because you look at the other teams that have done this. The Chiefs found out they could win when Mahomes was on the rookie deal. The Eagles found out they could win when Hurts was on the rookie deal. You don't want to have to get Fields on the extension and then still be finding out if you can win. You want to have this thing ready to go.
Well, the sense of urgency that a ball club would have normally would say, okay, I'm spending money in the right way, or I'm drafting the right way, and I'm going to build this as quickly as possible. And so, but I think that with the Bulls, because they're just a lousy basketball team, where you feel like, oh, Zach LaVine's a star. Well, a star or a superstar? You got to figure that out. How can you find a superstar? The Bulls don't have one. They don't have a superstar on the team.
They have Zach is a really wonderful player now. He's been, what was he, all NBA 2 years ago. He made the Olympic team.
Okay.
I mean, he's a really, really good player. Superstar?
That's a problem. You need one of those in the league.
You need a one here.
Okay. You don't have one.
Correct.
You don't. As I've told you before, like, LaVine and DeRozan would be complementary players on good teams.
So let me ask you a question.
Fair or not?
Fair.
Okay.
If you put LaVine and DeRozan on the Heat.
Yeah.
Jimmy's number one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not close, Jimmy to Zach.
Zach would be Gabe Vincent.
Wow. Who would be number two on the Heat? Jimmy? I mean, Zach?
He had to stand in line because there's Bam Adebayo on the team, too. I'm just saying, like, he'd be a really good, if you need a three, that would be his role.
Wow.
I'm just, hey, DeRozan, too, complimentary players. But stars on this team, though. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
Arturus is in Turkey right now.
We have an animal story, and don't forget Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. All part of the mix on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
You're listening to Cap and J-Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at TheCapMan and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces? Cougar on the loose?
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping? Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
Captain J. Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. Now time for an animal story, Uncle Capri.
Thank you, little Johnny. Looking forward to hearing the latest version from Shay Norling.
Thank you, Cappy. This one comes from Minor League Baseball, a game between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades last Thursday night in the first inning. a loose goose jumped onto the field and was chased around by an outfielder. We have the play-by-play here.
Now there is a goose out in right center field that has found its way.
A goose is on the loose.
A goose is on the loose, and he's just trotting along like nothing's happening. There's no baseball game going on.
He doesn't know he's a goose.
And Ramirez have been able to do both of them with home runs on Tuesday. The Renegades outfielders, Grant Richardson and Aldenis Sanchez, trying to chase the goose out of the park.
Look at Aldenis chase this goose. Look at this. That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, we need that on camera.
Get him out of here.
Oh, look at that.
Jeez.
It was a Hudson Valley Renegades home game. They tweeted out, "No more goose problem here," with a screenshot, oddly, of Ask Jeeves, the old search engine.
Yes.
And this is fair or foul for you both, asking the question, how to cook a goose we found.
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, how's a goose just come out on the field? How's that happen? How's it happen? Flew in? Walked in?
How much did the... Like, why would the geese be around there? Have they never had this issue before?
That's the first thing.
Did somebody sneak the goose in and then throw him on the field?
How do you sneak in a goose? What, are you putting it under your shirt?
Hold on a second. Danny Wysocki, who was my great producer at NBC Sports Chicago, she's now retired from there.
Uh-huh.
Danny Wysocki's from Detroit. She went to a game in Chicago and snuck an octopus in.
But that's an octopus is small, Cap. A goose? A live goose.
How small is an octopus?
It's not large. You can put it in a Ziploc.
No, it was way bigger than that.
She got the goose in the shirt. My wife's expecting.
Wow. How far along is she? 8 months? No, 10 months.
Any minute now.
I mean, seriously. I mean, okay. Either the goose was let in by someone, the goose flew in, or Cap, maybe the goose just got a ticket. Maybe that's the case. Quack. Ah, two? Yeah, no problem, pal. Hey, let me check you. Make sure you're all right. Checking the body. Make sure there's no weapons.
And then you go through the scanner.
All right, pal. There we go.
By the way, the common octopus, Octopus vulgaris,
mm-hmm.
weighs 6.6 to 22 pounds.
Damn.
It's not like a little thing you put in a Ziploc now.
The 6.6 probably is.
How about this, Captain?
I've seen the ones they threw on the ice at Wings games. They're not big octopi.
That's why she did it. She's a huge Wings fan.
Look at that goose.
So, no, you can't just bring it in, Cap. You can't bring a goose into the ballpark. The goose clearly got himself a ticket.
Ah, this team sucks. We're down again, 1-0.
How about the right fielder trying to chase him down?
Yeah, the goose is not going to... You can't scare him that much. The right fielder tried, and then the goose just stopped. And then the right fielder just walks away from the goose. That's so crazy.
And then security and grounds crew... And the goose is just cutting back between all of them, flapping its wings. Get away from me.
Get away from me. I'm watching a ball game. Oh, jeez. Come on. Let me just be able to enjoy myself. All right. Two balls, two strikes. Oh, here they come again, right behind me. Jeez. Our team sucks. We need a little entertainment out
here. Are you picking it up? I don't know if that thing's going to snap at you.
Between innings, the grounds crew went out and wrangled the goose.
But here's a question: like, will the goose, if you pick him up, like a chicken, will he bite you? Will a goose bite you?
I don't know.
This is where we need our guy,
Chauncey.
Yeah, Chauncey. He would tell us. I'm sure he's cooked a few gooses in his day. I just think that the goose just want to have a little entertainment because the team's already down 1-0. Brooklyn's already leading.
We're
losing again. I'm going to provide a little entertainment here. A little jazz wings. That's what I'm going to do. Here I go. Da, da, da. What's this guy chasing me for?
So good.
Just play the game. One ball, no strike. Oh, here we go. He's trying to chase me again. Look at him, Cap. He's being chased by this right fielder.
So good.
That's our animal story. A goose would not leave a ball game. A minor league team. No! They didn't crunch him up, did they? Did they do what they used to do in the back, Cap, when a fan went on the field? Did they whip him with a hose?
Yeah, like we saw in the movie Casino when they put one of your wings out here. Bam!
Be a little violent. You got to think of the children a little bit.
Oh, that's okay.
Just they're out there beating a goose to death in front in a family event.
I think that's proper. Get off the field!
Not good.
And Shea would cook them up nicely.
A little foie gras for the folks.
We will have shot or no shot. That's in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports.